Bringing the midday workout to a close, but before we do, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today. All right. Did he say something back there?
No.
Okay. Please.
No.
Please.
Just trying to. Yeah. Just cherishing my
life
over here.
Listen. Just trying to listen.
Get your life.
Yeah, cherish your life. Exactly. Okay. So anyway, we be arguing behind the scenes. Okay. So Tekashi 6ix9ine. So the Assistant U.S. Attorney General said that they have a CI, a confidential informant, aka snitch, with recorded interactions that will be used against 6ix9ine in court. So, he also said the prosecution will be using his social media as evidence and his history of public beefs to build a case against him. 6ix9ine's lawyer admits, I keep saying 6ix9ine, 6ix9ine's lawyer admits in the case, anytime there's a confidential informant, there is a cause for concern, but he believes that any conversations with 6ix9ine in it will prove that he's innocent. But prosecutors believe that the recordings could send 6ix9ine to prison for life. So they're gonna argue. I mean, they're gonna argue that the lyrics and like lyrics and like his social media is what, you know, this is to document his life. But I mean, obviously, he's always gonna say, oh, maybe his commentary on life that he's seen or experienced. I don't know. He's really about to be in trouble. He has some other legal issues too with Fashion Nova. So the song called Mama, this one song, just like the whole album only got one song on it because everything is about this one song. So it's the one with Nicki and Kanye, the one that got shot up at the video shoot. So he also had to deal with Fashion Nova. He was supposed to say splish splash, Fashion Nova, make that ass fat. In the teaser of the video, you see girls busting underwear with the words Fashion Nova behind it. So they actually paid him the full amount up front, like, okay, this is happening. But first of all, the video never got finished because it was shot up, and now he's in jail. But when he actually released the song, he said splish splash, apple bottoms, make that ass fat, which, first of all, what, Nelly, are you even still manufacturing them? Like, what, in St. Louis, maybe only? I don't know.
That's the part I was like,
how you say apple bottoms of all the jeans? You could have said, for all that, he could have said glow jeans, the joints by J. Lay or House of Darion, because nobody's wearing any of those no more. Anyway, so the rumor was that Nicki was mad Cardi did the clothing line with Fashion Nova and asked 6ix9ine to change it, and he did.
Wow.
Rumor. I cannot confirm or deny. Do I believe it? Sometimes. I'm going to just leave it at that. So, moving on. Lee Daniels and Dame Dash. Remember that
Dame
pulled
up
on him like, you owe me $2 million. You out here making movies. You made pressure.
You made the bomb. You know, you made my money.
You know what I'm saying? You eating $2 million lettuce.
Real men don't do that.
I got apples worth $300 million and you ain't even paying me my bread back. Like, all right. So, anyway. So, they settled their lawsuit. So they agreed to drop it and pay their own lawyer fees. Dame, I think, sued him for $5 million, but I don't know exactly how much money changed hands. But it's settled. Everything's Gucci.
It's settled. So
all right. Some things are very unsettled, though. So last year, I remember Tyrese was crying. $13,000.
What do you want from me?
What more do you want from me? Yo, he had real life tears. We clowned him for like till today. It's fine. Like, we never stopped. So anyway, this November he's winning. So they touched base, him and his baby mom, ex-wife, touched base in court, and I guess she's been spending a lot of money on childcare, which they agreed under the child support agreement that he would pay while she got her life together, right? So he's like, how on August 21st did I rack up 7 hours of childcare? So this lady said she was living her life. Mind you, she does not work, okay? So she says living her life includes, like, she's developing, she's working on her book, she's pursuing her art, because that counts as work, and her life coaching business. Says, I think you need a life coach. Something is wrong over there. So the judge ruled that Norma can't expect Tyrese to reimburse her child care costs if she's running non-work errands or running her household. Tyrese said he has no issue paying child support, but she gotta put an effort into getting a job, which I agree. Like, I take your child support, sis. Do you? But you just living off this man's money? Like, oh, I decided I want to learn how to paint today, so I'm gonna just go get some canvas and work on my artwork.
Yeah, that's all fine and dandy, but get your punk ass a job.
We all out here juggling, sis. It's our single moms out here with no child support getting it in. Just because you got a rich baby daddy doesn't mean that you can't work. Get it together. Put some respect in your own name. Show your daughter how to be a boss.
Get it together.
I don't like bird stuff. I don't like birdisms. I don't like it. So get it together. Put some respect on something. So, that's it for the tea. They love when I do that. That's it for the tea.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done. I told you. It was quick today.
I thought the sermon went on.
I spaz every time. I mean, I could go on for days, but y'all don't want to do that.
All right. With that being said, thank you.
Okay.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.